Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of Resilience is My Beauty, but yours truly, Tawanta J. What's going on, family? How are you all doing today? I hope everyone is doing well and feeling good. You know what's up. Come on in and take off your coat, your jacket, your hat, your gloves, your boots, and go ahead and grab you something warm to drink. Come on in our special room and have a sit down, prop your feet up, and go ahead and look at that fireplace, girl. Take a deep breath in. Exhale slow. Hey, 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 what's up? What's up? What's going on, my beautiful family? How are you doing? Oh, man, I missed you guys. Oh, wow, we don't have much time left before Christmas. Hey, 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 have you been shopping lately? I know this is the last week and we are pretty much in the final countdown before Christmas actually arrive, God willing. And I know we got some procrastinators out there, right? But you know what? I kind of understand where they're coming from because I know my daughter and I, we recently had went shopping this past weekend. And I could tell you, man, it was crazy on the roads and it was crazy. It wasn't really that bad. I'm a little over exaggerating, but it was busy in the malls that day. And the busiest it's ever been, honestly. You know, of course, you know, with a lot of stores, you know, closed and whatnot, but yet it's still some activity going on in those in the malls. But I tell you, you felt the Christmas, you know, vibe, you know, in the air, you know, when you see people shopping and you hear the Christmas music going on throughout the mall and everything, and people are just scurrying around to the stores and whatnot and grabbing the gift and all those great things. It kind of felt good, to be honest with you. It took me back, you know, when my girls were small and when the mall was fully active, you know what I mean? There was really no stores that was shut down. The majority, all the stores actually were open and it was like gridlock just about, you know, and this wasn't even Christmas Eve. It was like at least like that week of Christmas, you know, and it was just crazy, man. You know, but since with the pandemic and job losses and everything, even before the pandemic, you know, the stores was already closing down left and right. You know, it kind of just slowed things down and it just left the it just cast a, you know, like a depression in the air or whatever. You know what I mean? It wasn't really fun to go shopping. But to see that this past weekend, you know, it kind of just it just felt good just to see that, you know what I mean? And so I know right now a lot of you out there is just, you know, out in the malls, out in Macy's and, you know, getting that perfect gift for your sister, for your mom. And if this brother's listening to me, you're probably getting the gift for your wife, you know, for your fiance or someone special, you know what I mean? And man, it's just a beautiful feeling. It's just a beautiful thing to just truly enjoy, you know, this season, right? But more importantly, to really understand the true meaning of this season, the gift of God, the gift of Christ, I would say. I'm sorry, the gift of Christ and what he did for us. He died on the cross for us, man. You know, he has sacrificed his life for us so that we won't, you know, be in damnation forever. You know what I'm saying? And he has forgiven us for all of our sins. Our past sins, our current sins, and even sins that we don't even know that we're going to commit in the near future, man. I mean, the love that he has for us, my goodness gracious, is absolutely amazing, right? And I just want to talk to you guys about the gift, not just particularly about the gift of Jesus Christ, but the gift that's already implemented in us. And I wanted just to encourage you all about, you know, just using that gift, you know, by helping others, be of service to others, right? And like I said, I know we all pretty much are roaming around trying to get that last minute gifts and everything and, you know, and then go ahead and wrap it up and put it under the tree or go to the neighbors, your friends and drop it off at their doorpost and everything, you know, because you're still trying to stay quarantined from each other and all that good stuff and everything. And, you know, and it's all good. It's all good. But there may be some people, and I know there are people in your neighborhood, in your community, or in your at your job, that they might be going through some issues, some things. And I'm telling you, this is rough. This is such a rough year. This has been such a rough year. We all have experienced some type of pain, some type of hurt, some type of loss, whether it's a physical loss of a loved one, whether it's a loss of a job, loss of income, you know, loss of hope. Yes, even hope. And, you know, Christmas is here, and there, you know, this time of year, especially Thanksgiving and Christmas, these are the seasons that really can put a lot of pressure on, you know, families that don't, you know, that really don't have enough, you know, as far as gifts and getting presents for their children and, you know, and have food on the table and paying their bills and everything like that. There are good, hard working, loving, abiding citizens out there that are doing the best they can to take care of their loved ones, their families. But yet, you know, society, life, issues of life has been like bricks that's just been pushing them down to the ground, to the point that it's just really hard for them to get back up. And it can cause so much damage and so much pain and bitterness in people's lives, to the point that it has them to do the unthinkable. And I know I'm not trying to make this podcast or this episode or what have you really glim a group, you know, very disturbing or anything, but yes, suicide is really happening, y'all. And not just suicide, but murder suicide. You know, I have come across it on through social media, even on the news. And as Christmas is getting closer and closer, you know, you're hearing more about suicide. And it's really it's very painful for me to see that, to hear that, to read it. And, you know, and knowing the whole entire family is gone, even babies, innocent children, you know, they're gone because, you know, of what that household or what that parent or parents had to deal with, you know, and they just felt that there was no hope. There was no hope. You know, they done everything they could, and they and nobody was willing to help. You know, nobody was willing to listen. Nobody was willing to understand, you know, and in their minds, they think that nobody cares, you know, and the only thing they think is the best thing is to end their lives, including themselves. And, you know, my heart breaks when I hear these kind of stories, you know, because I know God did not want that. Of course not, you know, and it's just really, it hurts me. And I know there's others out there that are also feeling that way. They may not consider suicide or taking their own life, but they are suicidal emotionally, mentally, meaning that they are dead on the inside, but yet physically they're there, but they are not there emotionally because they have dealt with too much, right? So what I wanted to share with you today, and I'm hoping that this will be, an encouraging blessing for you to use your gifts, to use the gifts that God has given you. And I'm going to share with you several gifts, you know, several gift tactics or what have you, whatever you want to call it, that you can be able to utilize and be a blessing to someone. So we're going to start with the gift of service. The gift of service, I truly believe, is something that we should be doing regardless if it's Christmas, Thanksgiving or not, regardless if it's a holiday coming up or not. We should genuinely and willingly be of service to others. Jesus was of service to others when he was here. You know, he did not, you know, have particular people in per se. He served. Look in the word. He served. Why? Right? He even served his disciples. Come on now. Right? And we need to be doing the same. We need to start serving others who, you know, who are less fortunate, who are not able to do the things that, you know, that you are willing to do, that you have been able to do. Listen, if God has blessed you with more than enough, He's blessed you with a home. Hey, you probably one of the fortunate ones that have not experienced COVID at all. You and your family has been blessed and fortunate to have not experienced COVID. You may have been tested. You probably tested anyway just to be safe. And thank the Lord, it came out negative. And you and your family has been safe from that for the past 8+ months, going 9 months now, right? And, you know, and God has continued to bless your home. You still have your jobs, you know, you're still making money, you know, and favor is still pouring into you and your family and your children's life. I thank God for you, sister. God bless you. Continue on with the blessings, right? But here's the thing. If He blessed you with more than enough to the point that you don't have enough room to store all of that blessings, what do you think you need to do with it? Why not be of service to someone else? I guarantee you there is somebody that may be of need of what God has blessed you with. There may be somebody that may be in need of, you know, they want to bless their children too. They want to get their kids some Christmas stuff. You know what I'm saying? It's not always just the toys, but maybe they need clothes. They need shoes. You know, if you got kids, you know how kids grow. Kids, they grow overnight. I remember when my babies was younger and I remember buying them shoes. And then 6 months later, I got to go buy another pair of shoes because they outgrew the other one. Like, girl, what are you eating? Right. So I know that there are moms or dads out there that have babies and, you know, they can't really afford to buy the shoes or the clothes, you know, and you have more than enough. You may have children that passed that stage now and you got clothes in your closet in the bags that you meant to go ahead and drop off, you know, at the Salvation Army. But if you know a neighbor, if you have some people in your neighborhood that has children and you know they've been down on their luck or they've been trying to get there, trying to, you know, survive, why not be a blessing and give those clothes to them kids? You know what I'm saying? Or if your job has a donation, you know, a donation area where you can drop clothes off, then do that. Or why not make it personal? Why not just go directly to them and say, hey, you know what? I have some clothes. They're clean. I definitely want to bless you and your children with the clothes. They are different sizes here, but I pray that it will be a blessing to you and your babies can be able to wear them or what have you. I'm telling you, that will be a blessing right there. The gift of service. The gift of service is powerful. The gift of service is a blessing. The gift of service is all about hope, right? Because when they see that you come in and bless them, that lets them know that God cares. That lets them know that God did hear their cry last night. That lets them know that God loves them. That lets them know that God is still watching over them, right? And you can be a living witness and a living testimony and share with them what God has done in your life when you were down on your luck. When you had moments in your life where you didn't know you was going to be able to pay the bills or you was going to be able to pay, you know, put food on the table. A lot of us had some rough patches down through the years. If it's not you personally, then it must have been your mom or your dad. But you've been through it. You experienced it some form of fashion. But guess what? You saw God moved. You saw Him take action. You saw Him get you out of a rut, out of a dire situation. And look where you are now. Look where your mom is now. Look where your dad is now, right? That's something to talk about. That's something to share to someone to let them know that if God did it for you, if He did it for me, He could do it for you. All you got to do is stay strong. All you got to do is keep on believing and trusting in the Lord because He will take care of His own. He will do just that. The gift of service is something beautiful that we just cannot dare take for granted. You have the ability to be a gift giver. You have the ability to be a blessing to someone else. Yes, God has blessed you bountifully, more than what you had even asked for. Because God is he is a cheerful giver indeed, is he not? Yeah, we supposed to give cheerfully, but I could tell you God is a cheerful giver, because when he does bless us with something we ask for, doesn't he bless us with more than enough? Right? We may get what we ask for, but he continue on adding more to that blessing. So likewise, we need to do the same thing to our neighbors. We need to do the same thing to our coworkers. We need to do the same thing for the elderly that lives in your neighborhood or that lives in that apartment complex. We need to do the same thing. It doesn't hurt for you to go knock on the door. If you have their phone number, that's even better. You know, call them up and say, Mrs. So-and-so, I was just wondering if you are good, everything's well with you. Do you need me to take you to get your medicine or whatever the case may be? And I pray that they will be honest and open and real with you and say, you know what? I'm so glad you called, because I didn't know how I was going to be able to get my prescription. I didn't know how I was going to be able to go to CVS and get my medication, because I haven't had it for the past couple of days and I am in need of it. And even though they may have family that may live in the neighborhood, but sometimes family, you know, they can disappoint too, and they say they come but they don't show up, and if they do show up, they don't show up with a good attitude, right? But God, if God put that person in your heart, he did it for a reason. Take action. When God puts that person's name in your heart, take action, make a move, call them up, text them, let them know that you're thinking about them. Let them know that if they're in need of anything, even if it's just a bag of sugar, baby, I got sugar. I got sugar, brown sugar. I got all kinds of different kind of sugar in here, honey. What you need? Okay. The whole point is that you have the gift of service. Be a blessing to somebody. You don't know who may be going through right now where they may not be able to have the electricity on by Christmas. They got the Christmas tree lights and everything. They got the home decorated inside, but then they are being hit with the bill. And it's saying that if you don't have $400 within the next 24 hours, we're going to shut you down. You know, God puts that person in your heart. You better go ahead and take action on that. Tap on the door. Don't be like, oh, it's a coincidence. I was just thinking about her, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, it's a coincidence. He put that person's name in your spirit because he wanted you to take action on it. He wanted you to take a move and just go ahead and say, hey, sis, how you doing? What's been going on? I haven't seen you, haven't heard from you, but I just want to check up on you. And she will be there. She will go ahead and speak her truth. You know, I know a lot of us sometimes we don't really want to burden people with our problems. But you know what? We can't afford to do that now. We really can't afford to do that anymore, because this pandemic has caused so much that we really, you know what? The pride out the door. You know, that pride mess, you know, I'm not going to let nobody know what I'm going through. You know, everything is fine. Everything is great. I got this. I got that. I'm okay. No, that is out the door. I need help. Can you help me? Do you know of someone that can be able to take care of these issues for me in my house? There may be somebody that might have some home issues, you know, that, you know, take care of some, you know, home improvement stuff, but they're not able to afford to get that done. You may have a handyman in your life. You may have somebody at your church that's a great handy person, and that's a business they got going on. Maybe if you put that person's name in their spirit and their heart, they might be a blessing to them. You know what I'm saying? We got to stop acting like we don't know what we're supposed to do or what we can do. I'm giving you some ideas, sugar, what you need to do. Use that gift of service, because you just really don't know what's going on in people's lives. You don't understand the pressure that some people are going through. People have these bricks that's laying on top of their shoulders and it keeps pressing them down, man. And they feel like there's no hope. There's nothing left to live for. Oh. But we're here. God has blessed us with more than enough. And that extra that you have that's sitting on the sidelines, sitting in the closet somewhere, that can be used. That can be used to bless somebody, man. And if he has blessed you, financially well, oh man, why not go ahead and write a check? You know, write that amount that they need to pay off their light bill. Heck, might give them a little extra couple of hundred so they don't have to worry about the bill for a couple of months. You know what I'm saying? Whatever God puts in your spirit, do it. And do it with joy. Do it with gladness. Be that cheerful giver. Just like God has been a cheerful giver to us. Because let me tell you something. The things that God has blessed us with, we do not deserve. Let that sink in your spirit. You living in a nice home. You have a nice car. You live in a nice community. You ain't got to deal with a whole lot of trauma and drama. That's God. God supplied everything that you got right now. He supplied it all. Do you think you deserve that? Come on. So, you see how God has been truly blessing you more than enough. He's been a cheerful giver all the time. And he continues to be that cheerful giver, that blesser for you. So why not do the same thing for others as well? Why not go ahead and be a cheerful giver for somebody else? I guarantee you, beloved, that is going to change their whole mindset about how they think God feels, how they think about God. Because they right now, they don't think God cares. A lot of people out there don't think God cares. It's not just the world. It's even us Christian folks. Because we still have our moments with God too. When we get down on our luck and when something happens in our personal life or what have you, we cry out to God and say, God, why? Do you care? Are you there? Do you see what's going on in my life? Do you see what's happening in my family? Do you really understand, God? And they cry to sleep, man. They cry to sleep and they wake up with tears in their eyes. Yeah. If you want this Christmas to be a memorable Christmas, not just for you and your family, then why don't you go ahead and minister? Do what you are called to do. Be that gift of service. Also be that gift of hope. As I said before, a lot of people out here today, they don't really have any more hope. They really think that there's nothing left to give. There's nothing left to live for. There's nothing left. But you are that gift of hope because once upon a time, you were once where they are. Once upon a time, you were down on your luck. Once upon a time, you were standing on the welfare line. Once upon a time, come on, you were trying to find a job. Once upon a time, you probably got evicted. Once upon a time, think about your life for a minute and look what God did for you. And he will bring it to your remembrance clear as day for you to go ahead and minister to someone and tell them, my sister or my brother, listen, there is hope. You looking at one. You looking at me. I'm hope because God did something great for me. Yes, be that gift of hope because that will build them up and they will start seeing that, yes, God does care because here's an angel right here that came to me. I wasn't looking for her. I wasn't looking for him, but they just came. Yeah, because God put that person's name in their heart and you are there, right there, being a blessing to them. Sometimes people just want to be heard. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes people just want to really pour out their anxieties, their worries, their fear, and not be judged. Not be judged. Not to be looked at differently. Yeah, and especially those who are saved. We can't continue to be so uppity about that, man. Everybody's going through. Everybody's feeling some kind of way. Everybody has their weaknesses. Everybody is not always strong. But you, beloved, look where you have come from. Look where God has brought you from. I look back over my life. And I take great joy of what God has done for me. That right there is a sermon in itself. And you can go ahead and just speak your truth to people and you can just tell them, baby girl, let me tell you something. I know God is a good God and he's a great God. And I know right now that their hope is still active. It's still active. I know exactly what you're going through. I know exactly what you're talking about because I was where you are now. Yeah, and be honest with them that, yeah, you may have lost some things. Yeah, you may have lost that marriage. Yeah, you may have lost your home or whatever, but thank God you survived. Thank God God brought you here. Thank God that you don't have to deal with whatever you've been dealing with. Thank God that you are here. There's still hope. God has a purpose for your life. Because you, once upon a time, while you were deep in your moments, you didn't think that there was purpose for you. You didn't think that your life mattered. But now that you got delivered, that you got healed, now you see differently. So yes, why not be that gift of hope? Utilize that gift. Be a blessing to that person. Be a blessing to your family members. Be a blessing to your neighbor. The third thing, be a gift of encouragement. Oh, I tell you, man, sometimes words can be the best medicine out there. It really, really can. Be that word of encouragement. Be that gift. Encourage someone. Again, like I said, people sometimes, they just want to be heard. They just want to just speak their truth and not be judged, not be looked at differently, not just be laughed at or what have you. They just want to be heard. You know what I'm saying? Look at your life. There was upon a time that you wanted to be heard too. Once upon a time, you wanted somebody to listen to you. You wanted somebody to just sit down and just sympathize with what you were going through. And felt good to have somebody to really acknowledge your presence, acknowledge you as a person, acknowledge the fact that you had feelings too. So why not you go ahead and be that gift of encouragement to someone? I actually did that this morning with one of my dear sister friends. I've known her for a long, long time. And, you know, she's, you know, walking, you know, building a relationship with the Lord now as we speak. And she's doing very, very well. But of course, you know, the challenge of life comes. The test of life happens, right? And it challenges your emotions. And it kind of gets you in that position where you kind of feel, you know, some kind of way. And so sometimes I just, you know, she calls me and she just go ahead and say, sis, I just need to talk. I just need to just burn your ear a little bit. I said, go for it. You know, and there's no judgment zone because I know what she's talking about. I know what she's feeling like. I know what she's going through because I've been there to some degree myself. So we kind of like, you know, help each other like iron sharpens iron. You know what I mean? We make each other stronger. We make each other better because she's a very gifted, smart, intelligent woman. And she blesses me with her ministry, even when she don't even realize she's ministering to me sometimes. and she's the one that's calling me for me to minister to her. But sometimes she don't even realize she's blessing me. But that's what it's all about when you go ahead and use your gift of encouraging. That even though you are there to encourage other people, but yet in return, they encourage you. They bless you. So, yeah, I go ahead and I just text her this morning and I just send her a word of encouragement, you know, just to remind her that all is well with her and that she needs to just stay, you know, stay focused and don't get distracted and, you know, and just enjoy her life. You know, I just let her know that just to stand strong and to walk with God always. Release everything to God. And enjoy her life today. And that's what I want to share with you. Because I know a lot of you might be going through something right now. I'm utilizing my gift of service, my gift of hope, and my gift of encouragement to you. That I want you to stand strong, to walk with God always, even through this darkest hour right now, even through this crazy wilderness that we're in. Yet God is still with you. He said he would never leave you nor forsake you, even through the hard times, even when you don't see your way through. But God sees way yonder and where he's taking you. Trust me, you're going to be well protected. Okay? And he wants you to release everything to him. Release every anger, every fear, every doubt, every worry, everything to him. So you can enjoy your life today. This day is the day that God has made. We shall what? Rejoice and be glad in it. He wants us to rejoice today. In spite of all what's going on right now, he still wants us to give him praise. We're supposed to open up our mouth and give him praise. We're supposed to open up and say, oh, thanks be unto God that I am here and that I'm alive and well with my family. Thank you, God. Praise ye your holy name for keeping us safe, oh Lord, for providing for us. Thank you for putting food on the table, God. Thank you for shelter. Thank you, God, for your grace and your mercy and unmerited favor. Thank you. That's what we're supposed to do today. He fully is aware of your circumstances. But through all the circumstances that we're going through, yet we still supposed to what? Praise him. It doesn't matter how bad they are. It doesn't matter how deep the situations are. We still got to say, God, I thank you. That's it. That's all you need to say. You don't have to go in deep dialogue prayer. You know, you don't have to go through all of that. He just say, God, I thank you. I give you praise. Oh, Lord, I need you. I need you now. That song by Smokey Knowful, I need you now. That is a powerful, powerful song. You may not have all the words to say to God, but he knows exactly what is in your heart. Before I even came on here, y'all, I'm transparent. Before I came on here, I had a talk with God. Yes, I did. Because of an incident that took place not too earlier ago in my house. And it wasn't like really, really bad, but it was bad enough because it's the same consistent toxic issue. And I just had to have a talk with Jesus because he said to cast everything to him. Whatever that's going on in your life, please talk to him about it because he can handle it. He can handle all of the pain. He can handle all of the things that you can't handle, sister. So I took advantage of it and I spoke to him about it. And I tell you the truth, I don't know what. I don't know what the outcome is going to be, but all I know is that God is going to handle it. I don't know how he's going to deal with it. I don't know how he's going to handle it, but I know he's going to take care of it because I don't want it anymore. I don't want to carry that burden anymore. I don't want to continue to be in the dark anymore. I don't want to be bitter. I don't want to continue to be angry anymore. I can't afford that. I want to live my life abundantly. I want to enjoy my life more abundantly. I want to be happy. And that's the thing, ladies. You have to be the one to make yourself happy. You cannot depend on people to make you happy. You have to decide that. You got to do that. Make yourself happy. Ask God to show you. God, give me some things to do that will truly stir up the gift inside of me so I can use this gift appropriately and use it gladly and be a blessing to others so I don't have to get all stuck in or caught up in my drama. Because honestly, that's self-centeredness anyway. Even though you're not trying to be self-centered, but that's basically what it is. Because we still humming over our issues, humming over our pain. We still moaning and groaning about why this is not working, why things are still the same, why this is still happening. Instead, we should say, Lord, here I cast my pain, I cast my hurt, I cast my doubt to you in exchange for peace. Help me, oh Lord, to just enjoy the day. Help me, God, not to carry this pain no more. Help me, oh Lord, not to carry other people's pain. How about that there? And that means like your children or your loved one. You love them deeply. You love them to the end of the world. But you can't carry their pain either. We have to learn to let that go. So yes, be that gift. Use that gift. Use the gift of encouragement because that is one of the sevenfold ministries and gifts is encouragement. And if you have that ministry, baby, you better use it. You better use it to the fullest degree, because Lord knows there's people that needs to be encouraged. They need to be aware that God loves them and that God hears them and that God is right there. He never has left them. And I know for some people, it's so hard for them to receive that, because they all they see is the bills. All they see is just, you know, the mess that has been brought forth to them. Whether they contributed to it, they started the mess or what have you, but yet they are drowning and they seem that they can't survive. But God is the one that can lift them up out of that situation. He's the one that can heal them. He's the one that can deliver them. He's the one that can set them free. He's the one that can turn the whole situation around, because he did it for you. Yes, be that gift of service. Be that gift of hope. Use the gift. Use that service. Use that hope. Be that encourager for your friends, for your neighbor. Encourage yourself. That song by Donald Lawrence, by Encourage Yourself. That's a powerful song right there. Sometimes we do need to encourage ourselves, because we all too go through our moments of despair. And we go through that anxious spirit, that anxious moment. Yeah, it is an anxious spirit, true indeed. So there's a lot of us out there that are truly, you know, going through that phase, going through that moment, that season. So yeah, encourage yourself. Find those scriptures that truly will be, you know, that will bless you, that will give you hope. The word of God will give you everything that you need. When you think there's nothing else, oh, there's something else. There's someone else, and that is God. He is the one that can change your life forever. He is the one that can deliver you and save you. He is the one that can truly help you through whatever issues that you think there is no ending, that you think there's no way out. He is the one. He is the way out. Oh, yes, he is. Yes, he is. So my dear sisters and brothers, even though Christmas is 2 days away, my dear hearts, listen. No matter where you are, God is right there to help you, to get you out of the rut, out of the hurt. He will heal you. He will help you. And yes, darling, it's not going to happen overnight. It is a process. But you better thank God that he is getting you out, and he has a way out for you. And he will take care of his family. He will take care of you and your family. He has done it before, and he can do it again. He's doing it now. If you just look over your life and see how far you have come, he ain't done with you yet. He's never going to stop taking care of you. There's a purpose in your life. There's a plan that he has for your life. And it's going to be fulfilled. So stay encouraged. Be encouraged. Be a blessing. And I pray my sisters out there, and even my brothers who may be listening right now. Like I said before, God has truly blessed you with more than enough. Go ahead and be of service to people. Go ahead and take care of your neighbor, and, you know, just love them the way God has been loving you. Why not get a few people, you know, that you know that would not mind being a, you know, being that secret Santa or Santa's helper. You know, you be the elves, if you will, you know, and you guys could just form some type of a group or something. And, you know, you guys can come up with some ideas and, you know, tap on the doors in your neighborhood and just, you know, be that little secret Santa and just have a box of gifts and stuff for, you know, for that family. Why not go ahead and, you know, bless somebody and take them to this grocery store to get some food for their children? Because Christmas is like Thanksgiving. People want to cook, you know, they want to have a feast. And unfortunately, some people are not able to do that. But you can make that change. You can be that gift of service and hope. And you can go ahead and, you know, bless them with a gift card of $300 or $400 or whatever God put in your spirit to give, but give joyfully. and give gladly, because God has done that for you. So I pray that this blessed you guys. I pray that this came on time for you. I didn't mean to get preachy on you, but I had to speak my truth and speak from my heart. Because yes, my heart hurts to hear the stories of family members that, you know, just didn't think that there was no hope. There was no way that they could get out of the rut, out of the hole that they were in. But there's always a hope. There's always a help. And God is your help. God is your help. And he can do the miraculous for you. He can do anything. Just continue to trust in him and don't give up. Don't give up, no matter what. This world's going to keep on doing what it's supposed to do. But while we're in this world, God will take care of his family and he will take us higher. He will place us in a better situation, right? He will do that just for you as long as you stay connected to him. He ain't going to let go of you. We sometimes let go of him. But those of us who did, guess what? You can come right back to him and he's there waiting for your open arms. And he's ready to take you on a road to success, baby. He's ready to take you, okay? Trust me, your steps are ordered. You don't have to worry about your whereabouts. You don't have to worry about where you're going to go. God knows exactly where to take you. And it's going to be a phenomenal experience for you. So listen, guys, I want you to have a phenomenal Christmas, a blessed Christmas. Continue to pray for your family. Continue to pray for, you know, for your country. Continue to pray, you know, for those who are still in the hospital with this COVID. Continue to pray for the world. And, you know, just enjoy today. Take one day at a time and enjoy the day. Don't worry about tomorrow. Don't worry about next week. And don't even worry about 2021. It will get here when it gets here. Right? Don't even worry about 2021, darling. I know we can't wait to see, you know, that ball drop in Times Square, New York. Right? But like I said before, when 2021 gets here, the problem still stays. So you know what, guys? Just enjoy the day. Take one day at a time, enjoy the day, and be blessed. So we're going to close out with a prayer, and I will see you next week. So God, thank you for this opportunity for me to come on and to bless my family. I pray that this has been a right on time episode, that right now, you know, your family that are in need. They are in need of you. There's a lot of people who are going through, and there's people I know that may not be able to verbally express what they're going through, but God, you know, you hear the stories, you hear their cry. Help us, oh Lord, to be sensitive to your voice, that we will go ahead and that we will take our marching orders and we will go forth and be a blessing to those individuals that you have put in our hearts. Help us, oh God, to not be selfish with what you have given us. Help us, oh God, to be humble and thanking you every day for what you have supplied in our lives, even things we have not even asked for, yet you did it anyway, because that's the God you are. Help us, oh Lord, to replicate that same type of giving to our neighbors. Thank you, God, for the gift, which is Jesus Christ. We give you praise, oh Lord. Amen.